Details on example policies and select.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jim Taylor. One person died, two suffering critical injuries after a Johnson County, Missouri ambulance overturned Sunday in Kansas City. The crash happened at 4:09 p.m. as an ambulance driver headed north on U.S. 71 Highway near the intersection of Bannister Road. The patient who was being transported was pronounced dead at the scene. The two medical personnel were hospitalized with critical injuries. And authorities are asking for help locating two drug suspects in southwest Kansas. J.P. Bizet has more.
Kelly Deramus and Shelby Deramus were arrested in February during a high-risk traffic stop by Garden City Police and Finney County Joint Drug Task Force. The officers found narcotics including fentanyl, meth, marijuana, and counterfeit oxycodone pills in their vehicle. Both suspects were arrested at the scene. If you have any information about their whereabouts, contact the Finney County Sheriff's Office or Crime Stoppers.
This is Kansas Information Network News.
Injury, illness, COVID, substance use, or mental health concerns? There are many reasons Kansans leave their jobs. Thanks to a coordinated care team, you could be eligible to receive the tools and strategies needed to stay at work or return to work after an injury or illness and reap the rewards that come from meaningful employment. RetainWorks is funded by the U.S. Department of Labor and the Social Security Administration. Visit RetainWorks.org for more information.
Mom's early Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard to take.
And when I left the oven on, we decided together that it was time to see a doctor and make a plan.
Early detection gave us more time to seek out information and support as a family.
If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. For more information, visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the app.
A Western legacy built by those who persevere through resourceful determination. Ariat honors that same legacy by bringing innovative technology to classic pieces. Driven by a dedication to the craft, Ariat blends timeless Western artistry with advanced performance features for the modern cowboy and rodeo athlete. Out West, ingenuity is second to none. Ariat at Boot Barn.
Good afternoon, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. The Kansas legislature narrowly passed a bill forbidding state and county public health officials from issuing test, isolation, and closure mandates to counter the spread of infectious disease and blocking the state from requiring COVID-19 vaccinations of children in schools or daycare facilities. The bill also would require the Secretary of the Kansas Department of Health and Environment to conduct a study of overdose deaths in Kansas with an emphasis on the role of fentanyl poisoning. The measure was sent Friday to Governor Kelly on the final day of the 2023 legislative session, despite bipartisan opposition. Skeptics characterized the bill's limitations as a dangerous and politically motivated response to the COVID-19 pandemic. And the Kansas Department of Health and Environment said the virus contributed to the death of more than 10,000 people in Kansas. Proponents who are seeking to restrain authority of public health officials argued personal liberty interest should supersede government action on behalf of the overall population, and they did not like the idea that appointed health professionals direct disease response rather than relying on elected officials with authority derived from voters. The Kansas State High School Activities Association, or KSHSAA, has announced that the 2024 State Wrestling Tournament will be held in Salina. In a news release, KSHSAA Wrestling Administrator Mark Lentz said that due to scheduling issues, the 2024 tournament that is normally held at Gross Memorial Coliseum in Hayes is being moved to the Tony's Pizza Event Center in Salina. He said the KSHSAA completely understands the scheduling situation with Fort Hays State University, as they and the city of Hayes have been and continue to be a great partner with the KSHSAA and their member schools. With the venue change for 2024, the format for the 3-2-1A boys, 4A boys, and 4-1A girls will be altered into a three-day tournament format. The tournament will be held on Thursday, February 22nd through Saturday, February 24th, and the changes include 3 days of competition weigh-in for each division, 8 mats will be used for the competition on Thursday and Friday, Four mats will be used on Saturday for all consolation semifinals and medal matches. All wrestlers will wrestle two matches on Thursday. The number of rounds on Friday will be determined later. On Saturday, all medal winners will wrestle, leading into three mats of championship finals concurrently. And finally, KSHSAA announced that the schedule will be released at a later date. E15 will be available at gas pumps through the summer thanks to a new rule from the Environment Protection Agency. The agency issued an emergency fuel waiver on Friday that allows E15 to be sold year-round. Regulators hope the waiver will help to make gas prices cheaper across the United States, and the EPA estimates E15 is 25 cents cheaper per gallon than E10. They said by allowing higher ethanol blends, the nation's dependency on foreign fuel will be slashed. EPA Administrator Michael S. Regan said in a press release, allowing E15 sales during the summer driving season will not only help increase fuel supply, but support American farmers, strengthen U.S. energy security, and provide relief to drivers across the country. The waiver will go into effect today, May 1st, and by law can only go to May 20th. However, officials expect to continue issuing waivers as need be. The city of Norton reminds the community that due to circumstances and conditions adversely affecting the normal usage of water, which includes the scheduled maintenance of the water tower and the extreme drought conditions affecting Northwest Kansas, the city will order water conservation practices defined in Norton City Code 15210C, which started on Friday, April 28th, rather than beginning on Memorial Day. The water conservation rules include that there is to be no watering between 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. on any day. People with home addresses ending in 1, 3, 5, 7, or 9 will water on odd number calendar days, and people with home addresses ending in 2, 4, 6, 8, or 0 will water on even numbered calendar days. Hand watering with a closable hose connection can be done on all days for potted plants. However, there's still no watering between 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. There are no restrictions for certain businesses, including car washes and businesses that sell outdoor plants, shrubs, and trees. Should people or businesses desire a schedule for watering other than the odd even schedule, like a Monday, Wednesday, or Friday, need to make an application to the city office, who will provide approval when the plan is reasonable and furthers the interest of water conservation practices. For those that have planted new grass or sod, a special permit is allowed, but must be applied for at the city office, and an exemption may be made for daily watering, though there will still be no watering between 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. Any violation of the rules or excessive water runoff on your designated day could result in a violation assessment of $25 a day, and the full executive order is available on the City of Norton website at cityofnorton.com. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
In order to take care of others, begin by taking care of yourself. Norton Medical Clinic is here to get you started on the right path. If you are a Medicare patient, it's important to schedule your yearly wellness visit with your primary care provider. This appointment includes routine measurements, reviewing your medical history and current prescriptions, along with personalized health advice and advanced care planning. Make yourself and your loved ones a priority and schedule an appointment today. Our providers at Norton Medical Clinic look forward to serving you through all stages of life.
The Kansas Department of Transportation is teaming up with law enforcement across the state to highlight Motorcycle Safety Awareness Month during May and remind motorists that motorcyclist safety is everyone's responsibility. The end of May ushers in the unofficial start of the summer road travel season, and safe driving and riding practices for all road users, drivers, and riders alike are critical to help reduce motorcycle vehicle crashes. Kansas Department of Transportation Behavior Safety Coordinator Robin Meithold stated that everyone on the road has a role to play in reducing motorcycle fatalities, as vehicle drivers and motorcyclists need to share the road and treat each other with respect and courtesy. Drivers need to look twice for bikes, and motorcyclists can help improve their own safety and visibility with protective gear and a Department of Transportation compliant helmet. A total of 726 people were injured in the 814 crashes involving a motorcycle in Kansas in 2022, according to the current Kansas Department of Transportation data. In addition, 47 of those crashes were fatal, with 50 people losing their lives. According to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, speeding and alcohol impairment play significant roles in motorcycle-involved crash fatalities across the nation. Traffic safety is critical to all motorists, including those driving motorcycles, and doesn't matter if you're traveling in a vehicle or on a motorcycle. All drivers need to follow posted speed limits and not drive impaired. It can be the difference between life and death. Motorcyclists are encouraged to complete a rider education and training course to learn more ways to increase safety for everyone on the roadways. And for more information on motorcycle safety, you can visit nhtsa.gov/road-safety/motorcycles. The Kansas Department of Transportation will hold a public meeting and open house from 5:30 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. today, Monday, May 1st, to provide information on three upcoming bridge reconstruction projects along K-9 in Norton and Phillips counties. The event will be held at the Logan Community Building that's located at 107 North Mill Street in Logan. And the Kansas Department of Transportation and project representatives will provide a project overview starting at 5:30 p.m. And design plans and detour information will also be available for review. Construction on the bridges will take place in 2023 and 2024. And in Norton County, the bridge being replaced is located approximately 4 miles east of the K-173 junction. The Phillips County bridges are located 3.5 and 7.5 miles east of the Norton County line. For more information, you can contact Kansas Department of Transportation Public Affairs Manager Lisa Moosman at 785-874-8107. Northern Valley Junior High boys track coach Jim Cole reported that on April 28th, the Northern Valley Junior High track team traveled to Quinter to compete in the 42nd annual Quinter Junior High track meet with 15 other schools. Coach Cole stated that the Huskies gave it all they had on a cool, windy day in western Kansas, and the Northern Valley Junior High boys placed 9th as a team with 20 points against some tough competition. The Husky relay teams ran well, placing 2nd in the 4x100, 3rd in the 4x200, and 5th in the 4x400. And 7th grader Lucas Hansen had a personal record in the triple jump, placing 4th with a jump of 31 feet 2 inches. Memorial services for Darren Campbell, 55 of Norton, will be held at 10:30 a.m. Friday, May 5th, at the Norton Christian Church. Interment will follow in the Norton Cemetery. The arrangements were made by Plummer Gobber Funeral Home, 215 West Main Street in Norton. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all of your health care needs.
New Age Industrial is a proud supporter of Norton County and the surrounding communities. Not only do we take great pride in our high-quality aluminum products, we are also one of the largest employers in Northwest Kansas, promoting growth and innovation throughout the area. We applaud our local schools, organizations, and businesses for all of their hard work and continued success in making Norton County a great place to manufacture our made-in-the-USA equipment. For more information, visit us online at newageindustrial.com.
As the end of the year approaches, Cole Family Eye Care wants to remind you to use your flex spending or vision benefits. The phrase use it or lose it definitely applies, as you want to make sure to take full advantage of your benefits before you lose them. Be ready for the holidays by updating your look with new glasses or prescription sunglasses, or get your eyes checked if you haven't this year, because remember, you should get your eyes checked yearly to see clearly. They are open Monday through Thursday 8 to 5, Friday 8 to 12 in Norton, and Monday and Tuesday 8 to 5 in Hill City to serve all your eye care needs.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Slade Wiley. The Environmental Protection Agency announced on Friday that it will use existing authority to prevent drivers from losing access to lower cost and lower emission E15, a higher ethanol blend often marketed as unleaded 88. The National Corn Growers Association and Kansas Corn Growers Association, which have advocated for the move, praised the decision. Vice President of Market Development and Policy with Kansas Corn, Josh Rowe.
The summer driving season officially kicks off June 1, but it's good to have that certainty here before May 1. So the E15 suppliers out there to the fuel stations feel confident in delivering a product that they know they'll be able to sell throughout the summer months. And we're just continuing to see increased fueling stations in Kansas offering E15. And then the price difference has been remarkable. It's not uncommon these days for me to see a 25-cent price difference between E15 and the base fuel that's E10. And
Rose says we need to continue to work on fixes for the E15 legislation at the federal level.
The need for the waiver, based on some really just outdated regulations, some outdated science, that this was actually fixed during the Trump administration. We were great going forward, but there was a lawsuit about the methods in which E15 was made legal, and that came to bite us back in 2021. And so hence we've been in this continual struggle where E15 kind of seems to suck up all the oxygen in the room, if you will, and kind of be the main focus of the ethanol industry, whereas there could be some other great objectives we could be working on.
When EPA took similar action last year, drivers saved nearly $1 per gallon in some locations and an average of 23 cents per gallon during the summer months, according to data from the Minnesota Department of Commerce. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Kansas Agriculture Network weather.
This is meteorologist Steve Hamilton for the Kansas Agriculture Network. Fair weather, comfortable temperatures for the next few days as high pressure settles in over the central plains. No rain in the forecast for Kansas until about midweek when we have another low due in. Daytime highs will be on a slow warming trend for the next few days. Next up, we have a low that'll be developing over the panhandles late Wednesday into Thursday, bringing scattered showers and a few thunderstorms just about statewide. We have better rain chances for much of our state on Thursday night into Friday. In the meantime, sunny and mild and a little gusty today. On the map, heading into the afternoon, high pressure is over the central plains, and we have a nearly stationary frontal boundary from eastern Colorado down through the panhandles and into the southern plains. Strong low pressure is up over the Great Lakes and our next system moving into the Pacific Northwest. Around our area, it should be sunny the rest of today. The wind will be picking up out of the northwest at 15 to 20 miles an hour and occasionally gusting as high as 30. Pretty nice daytime highs, though, mostly 60s and low 70s. Overnight stays clear with a batch of slightly cooler air moving in, so it will be chilly, mid-30s to mid-40s statewide. High pressure will stay in place on Tuesday, moving south out of the Dakotas and into Kansas, with that frontal boundary still in place to our west. About the same temperatures for tomorrow, with 60s and 70s. Breezy and sunny skies, but we do have a slight chance of a late-day shower in the southwest counties Tuesday night and Wednesday. This afternoon in the northwest counties, right around 70 with mid to upper 30s overnight, mid to upper 60s north central, and tonight low to mid 30s. Low to mid 60s northeast, and we're in the upper 30s for the overnight hours. Southwest, low to mid 70s today and low 40s overnight. Upper 60s and low 70s south central, tonight we're in the low 40s. Upper 60s southeast and upper 30s and low 40s overnight. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.
Put a frog in a pot of boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in a pot of cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As a metaphor for us and all that we go through as veterans, it's a story that rings true. We learn to endure the heat in silence. We apply what we learn to life, the bills, the job, the family, things we're expected to handle with ease. When life heats up around us, we just try to stay afloat. We let the water boil. Reaching out isn't easy, but you've never been interested in easy. You joined because you were not afraid of hard work. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait until the water boils. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. As we look into the markets, things remain quiet as far as the feedlots are concerned. We'll get further updates on that coming up here in just a bit. Choice weights on the box beef trade down 60 cents at 265.64 on a run of 78 choice and select loads. Cash hog trade, Iowa Southern Minnesota cash market, no market report. Carcass trade, no trend. The top, though, at 127.37. With analysis as far as today's livestock trade is concerned, let's bring in Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.
Well, it's been red numbers all morning long in the livestock markets. Quite a few triple-digit downsides in our cattle and our lean hogs today. We have seen so far in our cash market, as far as cattle goes, no trades have taken place, not unusual for a Tuesday. We also have seen, as far as the futures market, October live cattle, lowest it's been in the last four sessions. Our December contract, lowest in the last two. And our feeder cattle, mostly the lowest in the last two sessions also. We're looking at box beef, 60 cents lower on choice cuts, 88 cents lower on, or I meant to say 88 higher on selects, on a total movement of 78 loads. Now, over in the hog complex, we saw most hogs gap lower on the opening today. Our October and December contracts had inside trading sessions so far. Keep in mind, yesterday, October contract was within 7 cents of the contract high.
August cattle down 32, 138.02. October down 97, 143.25. August feeders down 240, 178.87. And September down 297 at 182.67. August lean hogs are down 2 points at 121.77. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
ValleyVet.com. Wish you could make your pasture a no-fly zone? Well, the next best thing is to check out all the fly control solutions available at Valley Vet Supply. Valley Vet has a whole array of insecticides, including E-Pro, Silence, Cleanup 2, Ultraboss, Synergized D-Lice Poron, Piranha Zero Bite, and Stock Guard Concentrate, and mineral oil for mixing. Keep in mind that rotating insecticides keeps the bugs from getting resistant to them. Check out the mineral feeders with fly killer covers and the always popular cattle rubs. At ValleyVet.com, you'll find your every animal need. Valley Vet Supply knows no zip codes and will get meds and more delivered to your door for all of the animals in your house or barn. Visit ValleyVet.com, your one-stop shop for meds and more, or shop their store in Marysville. ValleyVet.com, ValleyVet.com,
Valley Vet Supply. And with analysis as far as the grains are concerned, let's again bring in Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.
Well, the grain markets have seen some interesting trade. The only thing that has been consistently strong has been soybeans and the soybean complex. Corn markets managed to hold together also, but it has came off the overnight highs. The wheat market's the one that could not hold the overnight highs, as we came as much as over 20 cents off the highs of the session. Not really any big news out here, but the good excellent rating on corn did drop 3 points from the previous week. Soybeans dropped 1 point.
Kansas City wheat, September up 1.25, 849. Dece up 1.25, 856 and a quarter. In Chicago, September wheat up 1.780 and three quarters. December up 0.25, 799 and a half. September corn up 12.25, 620 and three quarters. March up 10 and three quarters. August soybeans up 58.5, 1678. November up 34.5.
Are you a Kansas college student considering a career in broadcasting? Well, listen up. If in the fall you'll be entering your junior or senior year at a Kansas four-year college or your sophomore year at a Kansas two-year college and are enrolled in a broadcast program, you may qualify for a scholarship from the Kansas Association of Broadcasters. Application deadlines May 1st. For details, go to kab.net and click on Student Services, sponsored by the member stations of the Kansas Association of Broadcasters.
Crude oil down 84 cents, $89.92 a barrel.
Gas futures up 5.5 cents. Gold up 6.50 an ounce. And at Wall Street, the Dow is currently down 47.5 points. The NASDAQ is down 195. It's been sharply lower throughout the day. And the S&P 500 down 23.5 points. That is a check of the markets. You're listening to the Kansas Agriculture.